Time now for another edition of Dish Omaha featuring KVNO's resident foodie, Diane Watson. Bonjour.
Bonjour, Jeff. Pourriez-vous, s'il vous plaît, traduire une note sommelier?
Oh, the sommelier. Sommelier, a wine butler,
yes.
Wine steward.
In French, that's not as good as yours. I just asked you to translate sommelier. And it's butler, and it translates to wine steward or wine waiter. I have been calling people sommelier, call myself a sommelier around my own house. But I wanted to look into what really...
And why not?
Why not? I wanted to look into what goes into becoming a sommelier. It is governed by the Court of Master Sommeliers, which is an international organization founded in the UK in 1977. Hmm. For some reason, I thought it might have gone back far longer than
that.
But no. And the title came to the US in 1986. So there are four levels of sommeliers. The introductory or basic requires 2 days of classes on grape varieties, production, flavor, tableside etiquette. You have to do an exam that you wouldn't be surprised includes a blind tasting. Mm. You got to analyze the wine, the origin of the grapes. The next level is certified. So you take an introductory class before you even get any certification, and then you become certified, which is another 3 years. To complete the second level.
That's a lot.
It's a one-day examination, and they can ask you things about the soil, the water flow that was happening in that soil. It's amazing. And we have 28 certified sommeliers in Omaha.
Hmm.
What was interesting to me is the folks that have them are all across industries. Mm-hmm. You can look up who the sommeliers are in the United States. We have a businessman. We have somebody from Vin, Nebraska. Wine guy at Backlot Tap House is a certified sommelier.
Have you ever thought about...
I have until I saw how hard it is. And I don't think I have that sharp of a palate to really be good at it. The advanced class, which is a 5-day certification process, then you have to talk about growing history, production, more blind tasting. We have in the United States, there are a total of a couple thousand advanced sommeliers.
Mm.
And we have two in Omaha.
Wow.
And then the Master Sommelier, which is 3 to 6 years total training. It's similar to the advanced, but with much higher scoring required. They only offer the exam twice a year. And people generally have to work with a mentor in order to pass the exam to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And there are only 172 Master Sommeliers in the United States, less than 300 worldwide.
Wow.
And there are two that have Omaha roots. That would be Jesse Becker, who created the Boiler Room wine menu.
Mm.
He now lives in Chicago. And Matt Stamp, who was formerly of V-Mertz, now owns a wine bar in the wine country in California.
Wow.
But that's, you know, out of 172 in the U.S. to have
that's
two
amazing.
With Omaha roots.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's
pretty
really
impressive.
Great.
You know, whether someone is certified or not, whether they're an advanced introductory or just very wine experienced, I think the message here is there are folks out at all of our restaurants willing to help you find the perfect glass or bottle of wine to go with your food. I think people get a little overwhelmed choosing wine, feel like they're going to do the wrong combination.
Uh-huh.
But I like white wine with red meat.
Oh, I was just talking to Gabrielle about this the other day.
Really?
That, like, I'll have red wine with salmon.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And it's like, I'm just going to drink what I'm going to drink.
I don't think you can go wrong. And I think if you like it and you feel it goes well, then it does.
Yep.
And if you're not sure, ask somebody who's waiting on you or a wine expert at a store. So cheers.
Well, cheers.
Let's grab a glass of wine soon.
We should. Merci, Diane. Diane Watson, KVNO's resident foodie, Dish Omaha. Thanks a lot.
Au revoir.